with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Oh, wait, no, wait, hold on. The marriage to Greg Allman lasted 9 days?
It says 1975, Cher married Greg Allman. They were married only 4 days after Cher divorced Sonny Bono. Cher and Greg Allman split up 9 days later before eventually getting back together.
Yeah, I think they divorced. I think the marriage lasted 3 years, okay. I think. But
they did split up 9 days into it.
Well, yeah, because what was Greg doing at the wedding? What was it with
He was eating too much shrimp.
He was eating a lot of shrimp, yeah.
They said, she's like, are we going to do this? And he's like, I'm eating this free shrimp, girl.
He was fixated on the shrimp. Could have cared less about anything else. Speaking of Kiss, Gene Simmons announced that the band is going to add 100 more cities to their farewell tour, and they don't know when it's going to end now.
100 more cities. Some major bands don't even come close to doing 100 cities on a tour.
Gene says the farewell tour will now run for an unknown period of time. The end of the road tour is what they're calling it. It's the road that never ends tour. Right? It's supposed to end in early October, but then they tacked on these 100 dates, so that would take it into next year.
They'll
keep going and going and going.
I hope they added another date in Austria so they could go back and tell them they're sorry for putting up the Australian flag the other day.
Yeah, they might want to do that. Tommy Lee did his first full show on this tour. So if you got tickets for the Motley Crue Def Leppard concert at T-Mobile the end of August, Tommy Lee should be good to go for the whole thing Tuesday night in Charlotte.
Unless he sabotages himself somehow, some other way.
He played the entire show with the broken ribs. Remember, he fell down some stairs at a rental house in Nashville and broke his ribs, fell down the stairs while he was carrying luggage or some such story. Jimi Hendrix book coming out in November for Jimmy's 80th birthday. Wow. I guess that's right. Well, most of those guys are now in their 80s, you know, the guys from his era. So Janie Hendrix has some involvement in this book. She says that she calls it the most comprehensive visual celebration of Jimi Hendrix. Paul McCartney and Eric Clapton will be featured in the book as well. So that'll be coming out later on in the year. Cameron Diaz coming out of retirement. She is going to be in a Netflix action comedy with Jamie Foxx. It's called Back in Action. And this is the last time she did a movie was 8 years ago.
Huh. Yeah, it's been a while since she's been off the radar. I thought I read something that Jamie Foxx talked her into coming out of retirement by having Tom Brady call her and, like, talk about coming out of retirement.
Yeah, there's some phone call. I heard a clip of it with the three of them on there that's kind of weird. But I guess when I think of her career, there's something about Mary is the first movie that comes to mind for Cameron Diaz. I can't think of too many.
Wasn't she one of the
Charlie's Angels? Yeah. I mean, I've got her whole IMDb in front of me. We have the entire list of them, but that's the one for me. There's something about Mary. I never saw the Charlie's Angels ones. Bad Teacher, I guess.
That's a pretty funny.
Is that
movie.
Good?
Yeah, Bad Teacher's funny. Yeah.
Okay, Fallen Idols story. You ready for it, Brad? On this date in 1976. Yeah, we found out that this guy went to the dark side. They found marijuana in his house, Neil Diamond.
Uh-huh.
Police.
Sweet Jeeba Jeeba.
Police raided Neil Diamond's house. That sentence right there is shocking enough. Police actually raided Neil Diamond's house. And what they came up with? Stunning. Less than an ounce of marijuana. The arrest was struck from Neil Diamond's record after he agreed to attend a drug aversion program.
Didn't he sign some albums for the cops or something?
Probably. Here. Well, you know, he was kind of crazy. He was not crazy, but he was of the times. He He had the long hair, smoked a ton of weed. He had the long hair and
Neil Diamond was a Bogart.
The hot August. You got to figure that there was some bong action in the hot August nights.
Yeah, there was.
It had to have been going on there.
Uh-huh. Reaching out.
That's right.
Touching me.
You know, I saw when I went to go see that Luke Combs concert. This was like one of the last songs they played in the speakers of the house before he came on. Whole crowd just going bananas.
I think you came out to a Red Sox game this year and did it again.
Yeah, I think so.
Somewhere along the line.